This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got Pete Williams on the phone, and Pete is actually known as Mr. Macrame. So welcome to the show, Pete.
Thank you for having me. Amazing.
Now, Pete, for those that don't know, myself and Eve are both St. Kilda people, and we're aware of your space where you are on Fitzroy Street. What is it? Yeah. It's an artist's a collective, a workshop, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a artist collective, so St. Kilda Artworks Collective. It's a band of us where we've got together and we've opened a store on Fitzroy Street in St. Kilda. It's part of a Renew Australia initiative for Fitzroy Street. So we've got a florist, we've got a visual artist, and we've got myself, Mr. Macrame.
All right. So Pete, tell us your background and how did you get interested in macrame?
Yeah, I suppose it started years and years back. My grandparents owned an arts and crafts shop in Newcastle, the UK, in Geordieland. and I suppose I've always been interested in DIY, crafting, and that kind of stemmed into the fibre world, so learning to knit, learning to crochet. And then, I think about 5 years ago, I found macrame, which is incredibly addictive. I think if you speak to anyone that's done macrame before, it's an addictive little craft. And, I suppose it kind of just stemmed from there.
So right, because it was huge in the 70s, wasn't it? Which you wouldn't have been around then, but I was. And my mother used to do a lot of macrame and sell it to a local gift shop, pot plant holders and hanging baskets. And when I saw you with in the window sort of working away with your macrame, I thought, wow, here it comes back. But it really is becoming a very hip thing right now, isn't it?
Yeah, so like I said, in the 70s and 80s, it was a huge boom. I think everyone was trying it out. I think there was a famous macrame owl that went around.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, but I think the textures and the materials that are so accessible nowadays, macrame is actually coming back around where you can kind of experiment with these velvets and all different types of cords and colours. And yes, I suppose it is coming back around. I think in the past 5 years, there's been some incredible, modern, they kind of take a modern take on macrame.
Yeah.
Slightly minimal, but still beautiful.
But I can remember a Pride March, Pride March down Fitzroy Street, and you were swanning around with wings. with like angel or fairy wings, huge, made out of macrame. It looked amazing.
Yes, I was up till, I think I was up till about 3 a.m. making them the night before. I had this, it was like a broken chair, but it was like a nice frame to actually make something from it.
Right.
So I decided to make an outfit up until 3 a.m. and then danced on the street with some macrame rings for Midsummer March, which is amazing.
Brilliant. And so who's your audience, or are you involved with any, I know that Philip Adams, the amazing dancer, and his ballet lab over in South Melbourne, they used a lot of macrame in one of their productions early this year when you could open.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, weren't aware of that?
No, not at all. I am familiar with some of the macrame communities out there. But yes, I'll have to check that one out. I'll definitely be keen to get involved in that one.
Yeah. So have you worked with any other art groups, sort of making macrame for them?
Making macrame for... No, I think the main thing I'm trying to focus on now is just trying to develop my own kind of style, whether that be into fashion. So I've tried delving into a few macrame dresses. I'm enjoying the idea you can make form out of just knotting rope, which is quite cool.
Mm.
So I guess it's just learning that kind of skill to it and just kind of seeing where I want to go with that.
Yeah, because also what I'm seeing in like on social media a bit, on Instagram, is that a sort of it's almost an over-exaggerated necklace made out of macrame, and you tie it around your waist and then it hangs, and it looks beautiful on a lot of women's a black dress and a macrame sort of roped thing around their body looks incredible.
I'm still trying to work out if you can actually wear it as like a full dress, so it'll be a hell of a lot of knots to actually make it a full complete dress, but yep. Maybe it's like an overshawl of macrame. I am trying to experiment with a raffia dress at the moment, so
right.
The mannequin with raffia and trying to work out how to actually create the knot into
slightly less heavy than a dress made of
a rope. Yeah.
Rope, yes.
Hey, do you know what, my mother had a macrame waistcoat. And it was and had the tassels sort on it, and it looked really, really cool. That's an area that you should look at getting involved in as well.
Yeah, I do love the vintage style. You'll always see me in like double denim and stuff. So
I noticed that some of the work you've done has been sort of repurposing and upcycling old things. What's this about using a denim tank top? Is that right?
Yeah, so I've got a denim shirt at the moment. I'm just trying to work out how to weave the macrame, the raffia into the shoulder sides, into the shoulder pads.
Does it make it more difficult when you mix the mediums, or is it kind of like more of a challenge for you?
I suppose it's a bit of both. I do like upcycling, like the way the world's going. Obviously, we need to cut down on actually sourcing materials, but it does give you like some kind of start with it, I suppose. So I've already got the kind of frame that I'm working with. I guess it's just kind of seeing what I can do with it and what options I've got. And I also do like the idea of making my own clothes. So it'll be nice to go to the next Midsummer March with a tank top denim raffia shirt on.
Yes.
That sounds good. Or you could even go very skimpy and make a swimsuit out of raffia or something.
Hey. we'll see where it goes. Who knows?
It sounds like you've got a commission for David right there.
No. We'll keep doing it because it's so innovative and it's so interesting, the track you're going on. And you're also doing lovely things like screens. To divide a room with macrame, which looks fantastic, or a lampshade. There's a lampshade in the window at present as well. So there's so many little bits and pieces that you're coming up with. And if anyone's got they want to screen a room, you're the man for them, and it will be an art piece as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's just trying to upcycle things rather than actually buy things in.
Yeah,
upcycling what we've already got.
Brilliant. All right, so it's Mr. Macrame, and you're on all the socials?
On all the socials, yeah. So Mr. Macrame, M.R. Macrame. And I've just popped some new stock online as well, which is www.mrmacrame.com. So feel free to have a look.
Brilliant. And keep doing what you're doing, because it's a lot of fun, and you're going to be a millionaire from it one day.
Well, the amount of time it takes, I'm not sure about that one.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Pete Williams, Mr. Macrame, here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.